The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Talking about Kuf Yud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing different halachas, so to speak, of avoiding kishuv. The Zugai, the Gemara discusses other things which can bring a person into contact to be controlled by kishuv. And of course, we have very little perception in these type of inyanim. We don't have a gefil for the Gemara. Most of the things that are over here come out. Everything is not negeh halachal ma'aseh because we don't live in a world where kishuv has any practical effect. Agav, what's Sakad Pshat? Why doesn't kishuv have an effect? Because the world of the occult, where kishuv reigns supreme, is a world where people still recognize that there's a spiritual world going on underneath the physical mitzvahs. Those that are in the know say that in the Far East there is still some type of kesher, there is some type of power in certain senses of kishuv. It's much less frequent in the West because we only see the physical reality of everything that exists around us. The Western mind is trained only to absorb that which is surface level, that which is straightforward physical mitzvahs, whereas the Eastern mind, the more ancient mind, is trained to understand that in every single thing there's a spiritual undertone. And when one recognizes it, one can tap into it. The kishuv is the ability to tap into a spiritual power that goes beyond the koiches hateva that lies in every single thing, and to control the koiches hateva, change, so to speak, temporarily. The Lashon of Chazal is that kishuv is mi loshen makhishin tamal yoshomailo. It's soiser, the directive. It's soiser, the thought process, kiviyachol, of the Rabban Shalom. The Rabban Shalom set up this world, kitoiv, with rules and laws of nature. And if a person is able to tap in to a deeper level of existence, a spiritual level of existence, but not a spiritual level of existence where he is trying to be mevatel himself to Ritzon Yisbarach, but what he's trying to do is he's trying to control the outward physical layer of each thing, then he could maybe change temporarily the Koich Sadever, because the Koich Sadever always kofel to the Ruchnius. But beyond the Ruchnius, which is the spiritual power that controls everything, and that's what Avodah Zarah was, tapping into the spiritual energy source, there's something which is not defined, which is the Rabban Shalom himself. And that's the toys of Avodah Zarah, that's the toys of Kishuv. To tap into, so to speak, the energy source, which is what a lot of the Eastern healing processes talk about. Some of them are talking about Shiloh series, Shiloh Zavai Dezor. It's not the time and place to discuss it now. But tapping into the spiritual energy source without going to the source of the source, which is why the Rebbein Shalom is called Melech Malchei Hamlochim, because the Rebbein Shalom is the source, ultimate source of all sources, that's called Kishuv. In truth, the Ramban talks in Parshas Va'eiro, which is the Parsha where Kishuv should be discussed, because the showdown between Moshe Rabbeinu proclaiming Geulas Yisrael and Paro, it took place in the realm of Kishuv. Moshe Rabbeinu does the Nois of Moifis, come the Kishuv Achers, the Chatumim Mitzrayim, and they do Faked. What's this? Why is that there's a battle of wills over here between the Chatumim Mitzrayim and Paro? And the Ramban explains that Moshe Rabbeinu, a life of Torah, is Mechayev one to live with a total dedication to grappling with Mitzius, with reality. Reality in this world is Ratznabari, seeing Ratznabari in every situation. Defining reality is defining what the Shulchan Aruch has to say, what Chazal has to say on every single situation. Dimyon is going to a world which does not lie in reality. Kishuv is a world where even though there's a spiritual something there, but it's Dimyon because it's not real. If it's not real, it can't last. If it's not, it can't last, then it doesn't have any inherent value. The showdown between Dimyon and Mitzias took place in the palace of Paroi, between the reality, the matter of Moshe Aaron, Aaron through his matter, the Chetum Mitzrayim through their matter, they turned into snakes, they also turned into snakes, he swallowed the snakes. What's going on over here? A snake Ain, a snake Ahe, small swallowed a snake, it did gain weight, it didn't gain weight. The snake, the Maral tells us, is the Nochash HaKadmoni. The Nochash HaKadmoni came along, Adam HaRishon was fully cognizant of Ritzoyne Yisbarach. He was in full possession of being able to speak, communicate, and be able to relate to Ratzon HaBorei in a straightforward way. The Nachash came for Dei Makov. The Nachash presented a picture of Dimyon. You'll eat, you'll be able to do, not like the Rosh, it's all Dimyonis. Without the Rebbein Shalom, there is no reality. But there's a pitui, there's built into the Bria, Koyach of Yetzar, which is called the ability of a person to be menatic himself, to remove himself from the realm of reality. Agav, it's not only a spiritual thing. Mental health is also the perception of reality as opposed to Dimyon. Most Chayli HaNefesh, the Emesa, Chachmei Amoyach, the real psychologists, explain to us that those that have somewhat of a spiritual bent, that all Chayli HaNefesh are about running away from reality, be it paranoia, be it schizophrenia. They're all ways of creating a Dimyon, which is more pleasant for somebody who's damaged, scarred, has bad experiences, to live in the world of Dimyon. He creates a certain type of Dimyon in order to give himself a more pleasant reality. Ultimately, living in Dimyon is more painful than the pain of grappling with reality. Reality is always pain. A person has nisyonis, a person has hefseidim in life, that's part of life, this world is finite, but it's more painful to live in a world of Dimyon, because ultimately Dimyon doesn't take a person any place. The Nochosh HaKadmoini, that the Chatumei Mitzrayim were able to turn their matters into, was Kuloi Dimyon. It wasn't real. What Aaron HaKohen was able to do, when he threw his staff down, the Mater represents the Koyach of Shlita of Torah, the Koyach of recognizing and focusing only on reality, only on Mitzis, which is why a Mater is straight, a Nochosh is curvy, because that curve represents the Dimyonis, represents the angles of falsehood. Mashenkin, the matter represents truth. It's a straight line. That straight line was able to swallow the Nochosh, because ultimately the Tavdan and Salakim Bahor Azeh, the Koyach HaMatah that was Biyad Moshe Aaron, stood by HaSinai, and that was the Anochi Hashem Lekecha, which is complete truth. That's why the Sezidim starts with an Aleph, because it's a complete return to reality. That Aleph is reality. Bereishis Bara Lekim, with the world, there's an undertone of hiddenness, starts only with a base. Anochi Hashem Lekecha starts with an Aleph. So the Chatumei Mitzrayim were able to turn their stick into a Nochosh, which means they were able to take the stick, which should represent man's dominion, man's shlita over his environment, and they were able to turn that into a snake, because it's all Dimyon. It's all living in the world of Dimyonis. Mashenk, and Aaron HaKohen was able to swallow the snake, because he was able, with his koyach, with Aaron and Moshe's koyach of reality, of Mitzius, of anti-Kishuv, they were able to swallow the original Nochosh HaKadmoni. That's Moshe and Aaron represent a return to the state of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet, the world where there is no Koyach HaDimyon. That world, when it's returned to us, when Melech HaMashiach comes and the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt in Tchias HaMeisim, the effect, the decay that comes from the Chet of Adam Rishon is Nizbatel HaDei Tchias HaMeisim. The reality that we live in will be the reality that we perceive. We won't even perceive that there's a world of Dimyon. That's what it means, that we'll go back to the Madreig of Adam Rishon Chet V'Chet. Until then, we still have to battle with the forces of Dimyonos around us. We have to battle with the forces of, call it science, call it culture, call it whatever name you want to give it, and whatever Avodah Zarah is existing at that point. But all these Dimyonos, which take away a person's ability to focus on reality, on Mitzius, on the Melech Malchi Amlochem, the ultimate source of everything, is the Kishuv that we live in. Which is why every year when we get to the Seder, when we get to the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, every year we're Mevatel that Makchish and Pamal Yishamala, and we reconnect with the reality of Lo Yedei Malach, Lo Yedei Sorof, there's no Shluchim, all there is Melech Malchi Amlochem, Lo Yedei Malach, Lo Yedei Shliach, Lo Yedei anything. All there is the Rabban Shalom, Einoid Mevadoi, when we sit by Halal after we eat the Matzah and the Morah, and we leave Mitzrayim, what we're doing is we're connecting with reality in an emotional sense. After we recognize it mentally, and we eat reality by eating the Matzah, which represents our connection to the Rebbein Shalom, we drink the Kosos, we eat the Korban Pesach, when we sit down by Halal and Nitzah, what we do is we recognize the reality of the world for what it is. Rebbein Shalom should give us the ability to carry the dose of reality that the Pesach Seder gives us into the rest of the year, and we should be zeichet to see the world for what it is, and we should see, be zeichet to see the world when it's established again, b'mayis HaMashiach, on the basis of reality without any koiches hateva, any koiches hadimin, which are makhisha pamelizamal.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.